The determination of who can be expelled or not is determined by a number of factors, including the makeup of the specific family unit. Some people with kids who are younger than a certain age are not accepted back in certain countries. Each is made on a case-by-case basis. Another determining factor is detention capacity, both within ICE and CPB. Or when capacity issues and processing backlogs arise, they may be processed via an alternate means.
What? This is gobbledygook. In other words, send a message to the world that I'm not Trump. We love migrants. That's essentially what she's saying. A lot of factors come into play. Migrants come in record numbers. They overwhelm the system. Then, because the system is overwhelmed, they release the migrants, be they Haitians or Hondurans. They release them into the country. Everybody knows this game. The cartels know it. The migrants and the Democrats themselves know the game. And now, as we see from those polls, so do the American people. This is not going to end well for America or the Democrats. On everything from the budget to the border, the White House should be standing with the people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Democrats in the middle. Doing so would reassure Americans and actually help his approval numbers. Now, looking back, we see that it was a colossal mistake when early on, Biden didn't make it clear to the squad that his administration would not be held hostage by them. Giving in to their threats only made the squad angrier and more radical. Now, when Democrat voters rejected Bernie and Warren, remember, in the primaries, and they supported Biden, the Democrat voters were rejecting socialism and open borders and racial polarization. They didn't want that. But now, with a weakened Joe Biden, cowed by the lunatics in his own party, that's exactly what those voters are getting. And by refusing to change course, Biden just looks limp and weak and fanatical at the same time, if that's possible. The political fallout is so dire that it's even spilling over into the Virginia governor's race right now. And yet, they just keep hitting the accelerator. This, my friends, is the definition of insanity. Ron Klain, Biden's chief of staff, seems to think that placating the press, though, is what will ultimately save them. But the press, they seem just as miserable and unsatisfied as everyone else is.